And now for more on the man leading the Shiite insurrection, radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Earlier I spoke about Sadr with Professor Adi Dawisha. He's an Iraqi-born political scientist at the University of Miami, Ohio. First of all, Professor Dawisha, how much support does Sadr have in Iraq right now?
In terms of its broad support, probably a lot of people, maybe 2 million, 3 million people. But how deep that support is a different matter, and it will unfold probably in the next weeks or so as the struggle between him and the CPA and the Americans intensify. In terms of actual fighters, he probably has anything between 5,000 and 10,000 fighters who are called Jaish al-Mahdi. That is the army of the Mahdi, and these are the people who are now engaging the Americans in firefights.
Until recently, he was seen as a fairly marginal figure who didn't enjoy widespread support. That is changing?
No, not at all. He still is a marginal figure. He's still treated with a lot of ambivalence by the majority of the Shiites. The problem here is that if he continues to fight and is seen to be winning the struggle, and if we, in a sense, respond with our own firepower and maybe kill innocent people or by mistake bomb a mosque or something like that, and things like this happen, of course, in the heat of battle, then you might find support shifting.
In fact, we saw a bombing of a mosque today in Fallujah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's these kind of things that usually played by the Arab media, such as Al Jazeera and Arabiya, and all it does is kind of inflames passion and increases resolve.
Now, there are reports of radical Sunnis and Shiites, normally two groups who do not get along, banding together now. Is that a potential problem?
That is a potential problem. It's not very clear, again, the extent of that. I think the reports say that pictures of Muqtada al-Sadr had been seen in Ramadi and even in Fallujah, the two Sunni cities. Now, whether these pictures are being banded about by his people who have come to Ramadi and Fallujah to join the fight, or by the actual Fallujah people just to kind of create the impression that there is an alliance between the Sunnis and the Shiites, I think we need to wait maybe a week or two before we can say definitively that some alliance has emerged.
Now, since Saddam Hussein was removed from power, Sadr has apparently visited senior officials in neighboring Iran. Who are these people, and what was Sadr seeking?
Well, originally, when the war finished, the Shiite groups that we were really worried about because of its close alliance with the Iranians were the Badr Brigade. These had been working in Iran. They were all Iraqi exiles, and they actually participated in the fighting against Saddam before in 1991 as well as in 2003. However, this group, in fact, was brought in to the governing council, and they no longer kind of created a problem. And therefore, this vacuum was filled by al-Sadr, who then contacted Iranian officials and, in a sense, became their darling. And for a long time, there was a lot of ambivalence towards that by the Shiites, who, in a sense, saw him as an agent of the Iranians in Iraq. It didn't win him much credence originally. At the moment, it's not very clear how this will play out, but I suspect that Iraqis have never liked and don't like Iranians very much, and there's always been animosity between the two. So a close alliance with Iran may be tactically important at the moment while the fighting is going on. In the long term, it's not going to achieve its purposes.
And would he be receiving money from Iran as well as spiritual guidance?
I don't think he receives that much money from Iran. We're trying to seal off the border between Iran and Iraq. You know, these clerics who are near or in charge of religious shrines get a lot of money from the people themselves. So it's not as though they're starving for money. It's the people who are starving, but not the clerics. So I don't think money is their problem at the moment. So they don't need that from Iran. But what they need is a kind of the threat of Iran coming in on the side of the Shiites in the possibility that Americans might leave and a fissure between the Sunnis and Shiites might erupt.
Professor Adi Dawisha is an Iraqi-born political scientist at the University of Miami, Ohio, and he's also the author of A New History of Arab Nationalism in the 20th Century. Thank you very much, Professor Dawisha, for speaking with us.
My pleasure.